They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Do you need to boost your mood? I mean, I don't think you do because it's October, so your mood should really essentially be at an all-time high. But, like, you know, do you have one that just needs a little something?
It's that, and yesterday we were talking about stopping off to random places when you're driving. They might look a little bit sketch or sus or whatever, but you want to go in. We got a call from our friend, Bob Jones.
Coach Son Bob. Of a biscuit.
And he was talking about this place in Uranus.
In what?
That sells fudge?
I don't know. Yeah, I
feel like I should not.
Can you just play it into the microphone? Would that work? Bob, obviously Captain Bob.
Coach Bob.
Coach Bob, American hero Bob.
Talking about boosting moods. Here you are.
All right, here we go. Hit me.
KDD, Coach Bob Jones. Hey, try calling in. I have the greatest stopover story. If you ever get the opportunity, stop outside of St. Louis in Uranus, Missouri. That's right, Uranus, Missouri. The signs keep, as you're driving up there, you start seeing the signs that say, get your fudge packed in Uranus.
It's Bob.
It's like a giant.
Like is that not amazing?
Bob.
Like, I love it. And then he sent me a billboard. Like, they do, in fact, start advertising it like 100 miles out. And then by the time you get there, you're like, I gotta have my fudge packed in Uranus.
Is that real?
Yes. Explore Uranus Fudge Factory.
Exit
now.
Where is this?
Tell me you're not gonna exit now.
Where is this?
Missouri.
In Missouri.
Missouri. I'm sorry, what were you gonna say?
Nothing. No. I was gonna talk. I was honestly gonna talk about something called micro adventures.
What's a micro adventure?
It is not as good as Captain
is it
Bob.
Like exiting a freeway to go explore.
It's whenever you see a really suspect fudge factory on the side of the road in Missouri, and you're like, you know what? I gotta check that out. Actually, wait, where were you on going to see the Kool-Aid guy? Weren't we supposed to figure out the story of the Kool-Aid guy yesterday?
The Kool-Aid guy in spring. Yeah,
the spring Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, I didn't see him yesterday.
Oh, okay. All right.
I need more than a day to get his life story. Jesus.
I know. I set the bar really high.
Like, I didn't know that was my
really,
task.
Really, really, really high on that one. All right, let's do this. It's Thursday. We're Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, suddenly feeling a trip to the fudge shop today. Good morning. All right. So, Texas Renaissance Festival, closer every day. And you are closer than you were yesterday to another four pack of tickets. Are you? Don't worry about that.
Same time, maybe?
Renaissance Festival tickets coming up later on this hour. Huzzah.
Computers are taking over, but badly.
Okay.
From fake concerts to fake scores. Forget politicians. AI is the biggest liar in Houston. The news you need to know now. Next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
This is like AI gone wrong.
Okay.
So all of these stories feature some spectacular blunder in what I am assuming is a mistake related to the use of smart tech.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we'll start with some big local news, and that was yesterday, the body recovered from White Oak Bayou.
Yes.
HPD's dive team recovered the body at 100 Marie Street around 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Authorities report the body was a make bad. There were no obvious signs of foul play.
A make bad.
A make bad. I thought maybe that was a term I just wasn't familiar with. But no, I think this is just a case of using AI to write a story and then no one going back and checking.
Oh.
Which is pretty awful, especially given the nature of the story.
Oh, wow.
Because when I looked it up, it means nothing. It's nonsensical. Just an error.
I've never heard that term in my life.
Like, guys, I don't want to out the source here, but.
Okay. Okay.
Let's at least check our work.
All right. I'll give you that. And again, that's never good when something like that makes it into, you know, especially a big story,
yes.
No less.
Now, the investigation is pending autopsy results and cause of death by the Harris County Institute of Forensic Sciences. And it's the seventh body found in Houston area bayous in the last 30 days.
Right.
Now, let's talk to Woodlands. Oh, man, the Woodlands Resort. They have announced a doozy of a show.
Okay.
Inaugural Songwriters Festival. taking place from December 29th, 2025 to January 1st, 2026. I'm just going to read this blurb.
Yes.
The festival will feature performances by renowned artists like George Strait, Taylor Swift, and Ed Sheeran, along with top songwriters and hitmakers. Guests can enjoy intimate music experiences, culinary delights, a New Year's Eve drone show.
Why are you blowing
limited
over this?
3-day packages are available starting at $1,109 per person per day, offering a unique way to celebrate the new year with music, food, and community. I saw this and thought, oh my God.
You said.
George Strait, Taylor Swift, and Ed Sheeran coming to the Woodlands
Resort. And you can hang out with them, according to what you just read.
With hotel accommodations for like $3,000.
Which is not bad, considering the names that you were dropping. That is.
Yeah, so that's.
A lot. That's interesting.
That was something that AI misunderstood.
Okay. Okay.
Those artists won't be there. But songwriters that have written for them will be, which is still very cool. And if you go in and look up the event, there are still a lot of names that I think you might pay to go and see.
Really? Oh, look at this. Neil McCoy, Daryl Worley, the frontmen. That's like the Lone Star, like the it's like a combo. It's a super group.
Yep.
Wow. Carol and Don Johnson, Jamie. Yeah, this is stacked.
Yeah, still going to be a really cool event. So if you want to check that out, that's happening over New Year's. And lastly, no, the University of Houston did not beat Texas Tech this past Saturday, despite what you might have seen in an email from the school.
I did see this.
Whoops. the Cougs suffered their first loss to the Raiders, 35-10.
This is so bad. I know how this happens, and I feel so sorry. So sorry.
An email was sent out on behalf of the athletics department where UH was declared the winner. They said, oh, man, we won against Tech, and encouraged fans to take advantage of a flash sale for their homecoming game against Arizona Saturday, October 18th. After an incredible victory over Texas Tech, it's time to keep the energy rolling. Whoops.
Okay, so what happened was
they said it was a third-party contractor.
Yeah, right.
Oh. In another email.
Okay.
That they had to send out by way of apology.
I mean, what happens is they write two emails, one for the win and one for the L, and they schedule them on Friday, before everyone leaves the office. And then occasionally.
Or you schedule both.
Yeah. And you turn one off.
But whoops, it was the wrong one.
Unless you forget
one. After all these big games, you know, you have merch printed for both as the winner.
Always.
Some get sent to Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And some get sent to Africa.
Yes, that's how it goes. But occasionally the hourly employee who's in charge of maintaining that will space. It is very current.
Open the wrong box.
Third party contractor. Intern in the sports management department. It doesn't matter. That's how that happens. Wow.
All that to say, if you rely heavily on AI, just double check your work. Especially before you hit send. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Frito, Katie, The Bull. It occurs to me that U of H just played this whole thing completely wrong. Like, if you don't admit you lost to Tech, did you really lose to Tech?
Well, and also we just talked about how Tech changed their logo, which was also a massive loss
for
Tech.
That's a
massive
L.
So I feel like you could have just played it off that way.
You know what? Yep. Just brush it aside. Brush it aside.
Unless UH is getting rid of their bevel, too.
No, don't. Cougs, do not.
Stay strong,
have
guys.
Have we been clear
stay
on this?
Strong.
The bevels need to stay. It looks real weird. It always looks real weird without the bevel. This isn't old times where you couldn't get on a computer and just render something. Anyway, speaking of old times, it's about time to get down to business. Give away a 4-pack of tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. That's coming up next.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Lords, ladies, and lovers of giant smoked meat.
Hear ye.
The Texas Renaissance Festival calls upon thee.
That's right.
Opening weekend is this weekend, October 11th.
And there are actually sirens.
There are.
Yeah.
It's Oktoberfest this weekend, but if that's not for you, they got seven others.
Yeah.
All themed, all fun, and you can go to any one of them if you call us right now, 713-881-5500, and win another round of Mead or Steed.
That's right. It's a choice between two.
Mead or Steed.
Mead. This is
making sure you're in the right headspace.
No, I'll still botch this because, again, this is just a little tweak on a game which we may or may not have played at some other point in the past. But today, Mead or Steed. I'm going to give you three names. Each one of those names is either a delicious wine of, you know, of several old-timey ingredients that you could make. Look, if you've been to Rinfest, you know mead.
But like a current brand.
Yeah, current. It's
something you could buy today.
Because people still drink mead.
Yeah.
So these are meads that you can buy today. So it's either a mead or it's a steed, a thoroughbred racehorse,
that
a famous
you could buy
horse.
Today.
Don't go that far. I don't think some of these horses, I cannot confirm some of these ponies are still around.
Oh, well, I was also thinking, how much money do you have? Those are so expensive.
Don't.
The average person can't just buy a racehorse.
A racehorse.
And if they could, they wouldn't need free tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival.
The fastest
they
way
would
to
buy
lose.
That too.
Yes, they would. The fastest way to lose money on this earth is to get into the racing game. Mattress Mac, holler if you hear me. 713-881-5500. Call us. We'll play Mead or Steed. Coming up next.
Freeman and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Gather around, fair peasants and noble listeners alike. More tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival kicking off this weekend. And another round of Mead or Steed.
Hope you like your mead.
Or steeds.
Or, yeah, either one. Either one.
Thoroughbred racehorses.
Frito and Katie. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey. Good morning.
Hey.
This is Mary.
Mary. Time for Mead or Steed. Are you ready to rock and roll?
Sure.
All right. So these are either, you're going to get three names. Each one of the names is either going to be a current brand of mead that you can purchase. Like, you can go out and if you want to slam some mead, any of these would be a fine choice. If it's not mead, it's a racehorse or steed. Your job is to tell them apart, get two out of three correct, and we send you to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Name number one this morning. Name number one. Valkyrie's Tears. Valkyrie's Tears.
Ooh, Mary. Mead or steed?
Steed.
You're 0 for 1, but that's okay. You can miss one.
That would be a great horse name.
Next.
Right?
Next name. Devil His Due. Devil His Due. Is that mead or steed?
Steed.
Devil His Due.
Ooh.
Is a racehorse.
Ooh, and just like that, we're back in the game.
This is what it all comes down to, Mary. Last name. In Mead or Steed. Julius Beezer. Julius Beezer. Is that a mead or is that a steed?
Mead.
Oh, I was going to say has to be. It's a honey wine and it's Beezer. Which is also, I mean, well done.
That mead you can actually buy right down the road in Navasota, Texas.
Can you?
Yeah, it's a very popular mead. I think Wildflower makes it, but it's one of their most famous offerings. So if you're over a drive, feel free to hit up old Grimes County and check that out. Mary, you're probably going to be up for a drive too, because you got plans in Old Todd Mission for the Texas Renaissance Festival. Hang on the line. We'll get you these tickets.
100.3 The Bull. We're Frito and Katie, and we've got a little something up our sleeves.
Yes, we do. It is still developing. It's still in process, which is kind of the fun part about talking about it, because what we are trying to do, I believe what we are trying to, what we could put together is one of the best trunk or treats in the city of Houston. Or is that setting the bar too high? You just got your Katie's face just dropped as soon as I said that.
I believe
based on
what's on the
table.
It's a little early to make that call.
Okay.
But I agree. We do have some phenomenal partnerships now.
Yes, we do.
And I'm so excited.
So, yes, we are going to do a trunk or treat this year.
It's in conjunction with our friends at Bayway Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm. It is going to be fire.
We're going to have snakes. Maybe actual fire, because Mad Science of Houston is going to be there.
Yes, you heard that correct.
Brazoria Sheriff's Department.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Pets Alive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more.
And candy. Dress up. We're hoping, maybe.
I really want a balloon arch. Does anyone do those?
That's...
Does anyone do a balloon arch?
We were looking yesterday, and I mean, there are balloon arches. Hell, there are whole stages you can get that are...
I know, but some people have like a really great eye for it.
If you would like to be a part of this...
Are you an interior decorator or designer looking to advertise your services to the Houston area? Birthday parties, corporate events... Whatever. Get at us.
If that sounds like you and you want to hit us up,
Katie.Dempsey@Odyssey.com.
Well, yeah, that works too. Email Katie, call us, whatever. We'll work a little something out. We'll work a little something out. But yeah, this is coming up very, very soon.
Well, Halloween is October 31st.
Yes.
This is the day before.
Mm-hmm.
October 30th. We will be out from 5 to 7. We will have other... Very, very cool prizes.
That's the other thing. That's kind of one of the, yeah, the prizes.
Waiting for that announcement soon.
The prizes that everyone will want that will possibly get you there even if you are not a kid looking to get that candy haul.
Or have a kid.
Yeah. But we will.
And not look out of place or strange.
We will have some of those for you as well. But yeah, the big things you need to remember, Bayway Chevrolet. And then October the 30th, 5 to 7. And, oh, yeah, katie.dempsey@odyssey.com. If you want to get in on this bandwagon, mm-hmm. Now would be the time.
Do you paint faces?
We didn't even think about face painting.
Do you have carnival games?
Do we want?
I think we have a bounce house and we have food. Like, I mean, this is getting big.
Clowns?
This is getting big.
Can we talk clowns? Like, or do we not want clowns?
Do clowns like working Halloween events?
That seems like that could be a conflict of clowning because, you know, it's like.
Because you have the scary clowns out.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to get mistaken for one of those weirdos.
Anyway, the process continues. The process continues. Just know it will be done and ready, and it'll be awesome.
It's coming together.
October.
We're pumped. So put it on the calendar now.
Frito, Katie, the Bull, Ella Langley fans, Nick Russo has your tickets today. 4:30, is that what?
I think so. And it's not just for the show. It's also a meet and greet.
Yes, it is. So if you have plans, change them. Be listening to Nick this afternoon. Good luck.
But before that, from peace deals to plea deals, the world's on fire. Like literally and figuratively. The news you need to know now. Next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
This is just incredible if true. President Trump says Israel and Hamas have both signed on to the first phase of a peace deal. This would mean all remaining hostages would be released and Israel would partially withdraw its forces. Now the deal will go to Israel's cabinet for approval today. And if approved, the Israeli military will withdraw to an agreed-upon line in Gaza, which should take under 24 hours.
Really?
So,
man, okay.
We'll have to wait and see on that.
Fingers crossed.
In other news, a 29-year-old Uber driver's been arrested for starting the Palisades fire in L.A.
Okay, I saw this.
That was the one in January that went on to be one of the most destructive wildfires in Los Angeles history.
Yeah.
Jonathan Rindernecht is his name.
Oh, my goodness.
He was arrested near his home in Florida. Authorities allege he maliciously set the fire, which went on to kill, you'll remember, like a dozen people.
So on purpose did it?
Mm-hmm.
Like said, okay, you know, we need a good fire.
Now, Uber was really quick to drop him.
Well,
and tell everyone
they
that
were.
They
yeah.
did after he was named
yeah.
in any connection with the fire. But I remember reading a story about some passengers that he had driven around in California that said he appeared very angry and very agitated. They would have been like probably the last ones to see him before he started it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you this, like that, it doesn't have anything to do with Uber. That has to do with the guy. But like, that is crazy that it was like that. You think you have enough to say, hey, he intentionally did this because again, that literally burned the city down. That is so insane.
He was watching a video either while he did it or right before he did it. It was a French musician. And in the music video, the guy is setting everything on fire. So I think they have enough.
Yeah, man. 12 people
died.
I think they
got enough.
Billions of dollars of property.
It was contained on January 31st.
Oh, my word.
And the last escaped New Orleans convict's been captured. Derek Groves is his name. He was caught in Atlanta.
How long?
The last of 10 inmates who escaped from jail in May. I know you're thinking, weren't they all caught?
I thought we had them.
So this was the one where the dudes broke out in spectacular Shawshank fashion. I mean, they got out because of a hole behind a toilet.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like the only guard on duty had left to get food. It's a whole thing.
Like the real deal prison break.
Within 24 hours, three of them were tracked down and captured by law enforcement. Several others were taken back into custody within a few weeks. But he was the holdout.
So this is the Andy Dufresne.
Now, he was also the most dangerous.
Really?
Of all of them. He had at least four bodies to his name.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and some of those guys, like, they were out at nightclubs here, posting on Instagram. He kept a low profile the entire time.
Which was actually
a tip from New Orleans Crime Stoppers.
Was it
that got this guy? It was an anonymous tip, and you know they got paid.
Snitches get riches.
What I didn't realize, how many agencies were like involved in this? Like, obviously it was Crime Stoppers, but also U.S. Marshals, FBI, Homeland Security, Louisiana State Police, the New Orleans Police, the Atlanta Police.
In Atlanta, huh? That was where he was hiding out.
It was actually a neighborhood right outside Tyler Perry Studios, which has nothing to do with this case. But as that's one of like the biggest movie studios in the nation, that's pretty crazy.
That's what, just hanging out at the Tyler Perry joint.
So
okay,
they got this tip. They show up to this house, and the SWAT team spent hours searching it, deploying tear gas into it.
Yeah,
and then he was found holed up beneath it.
Oh, he did. So they had to.
So
they
like he the almost invaded them there too.
The full on Saddam Hussein spider hole.
Yeah, man, like absolutely crazy.
Good job.
But yeah, he has been caught, and that honestly,
that's
a very long and frankly expensive nightmare for a lot of people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And multiple people appear to have helped him. They will now face charges for aiding and abetting.
That's going to be bad as well.
Not great. And that's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Jason, we're glad we could get you in for this today.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, I just, you know, really just need some advice on this. I don't know what to do.
Okay, this has to do with your girlfriend, Amber, right? I mean, I was in the email, but I forget. How long did you say you two had been together?
Just about over a year now.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Okay. And you said you felt like you were entering a new phase of your relationship or something along those lines. You just weren't sure that it was a good phase. Is that about right?
Yeah, basically. It's just that, you know, I don't know. Like, well, lately, it's like everything I do just off. Mm-hmm. Just being around her, like just breathing even. I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't know what's changed. Obviously, something has changed or something shifted or something. At what point did she just, you know, I don't know, up and made that call?
Okay. So all this started pretty recently then?
About, not all at once or anything. Over the last few months, okay, for sure. I noticed it getting worse, and it's just causing a lot of friction, I guess. We've never been a couple that really fights, but now it's I don't know. I don't know what to do about this. And the latest thing with the phone, it's thrown me for a loop.
What thing with the phone?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, so she was over my place and her phone dies, right? So she goes to the other room, plugs it in, and you know, we're talking about ordering food, takeout. She wants to use mine, no problem, you know.
Okay.
I give her my phone. Nothing weird, you know. I just gave it to her, and I'm thinking she was going to look up menus or whatever, but nope. She went on to other things.
Oh,
wow, okay.
How bad?
Okay,
how
yeah.
bad?
What did she find?
Sorry, what?
What
did she find in your phone?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where this is going, right? She found something yeah. that you didn't want her to?
Right.
Well, no, I don't, not like that. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't have anything like that on my phone, but maybe, I don't know, she misread something. I mean, I have no idea. She just really got mad. She stormed out of the room, almost left her phone, and asked. She hasn't talked to me since.
So you have no idea what she found?
I didn't. I don't. It's just now she says she doesn't want to talk about it.
Well,
so,
what could she have found?
Yes, that's the question.
Like I said, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't have anything on there. That's questionable.
No, no odd conversations with female coworkers or...
No, seriously,
no,
none
strange
of that.
DMs?
Even
nothing,
if unanswered?
Yeah.
Nothing like that. It would have...
Strange song choices?
It would have... No. It had to have been something quick that, you know, but she wasn't investigating or anything. She was using DoorDash, you know?
Mm, I don't know.
Oh,
so you do some weird stuff on DoorDash.
How weird could it get on? There's just got to be something in there to set her off, man, obviously. So just tell us.
Like, come clean.
Yeah, we can figure it out.
Listen, I'm serious. I'm nothing. If I had a bunch of objectionable stuff on my phone, I think I know about it.
Okay. Well, look, let's get her on the phone. I know we were going to call her anyway, but that honestly seems faster. We'll talk to Amber next on Frito and Katie.
Don't get Frito and Katie FOMO.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Jason and Amber. Amber found something on Jason's phone.
What?
Obviously, she found something on Jason's phone. Jason is pretending like he has no idea.
Yeah, why not just say it?
Mind is running wild.
We're heading in this direction anyway. Just say it. Just tell us what the...
He says he doesn't have anything he thinks is objectionable, but we wanted Amber on the phone to tell us the real story. Hey, is this Amber?
Yeah, what's up?
We're Frito and Katie from The Bull. How's it going?
Oh, okay. What's up? You tell me.
Fair, yep. So we actually got an email from your boyfriend, Jason. We got to chatting with him, and it sounds like, well, he needed some advice after you got a hold of his phone.
Yeah.
And now, girl, just itching to know what you saw on the thing.
Oh, he told you about that?
Well, not really. he wasn't really forthcoming. He basically maintains he didn't have anything on there.
At least that could be easily found.
Okay, y'all. All right. Come on. I told you. I have no idea what's going on. There's nothing on my phone.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
I didn't realize I needed to spell it out for you. And it's like, it's just clear you really don't care about me the way I thought you did.
Oh, my God. We were joking. Right. Amber, we were totally joking. What's happening?
Yeah.
All right, listen, you tell me how you would feel if you've been dating a guy for a year and this man is like the man of your dreams, the one you thought you'd spend the rest of your life with, and then you go on his phone and you see, you're not even listed on his favorites.
What?
Yeah.
Favorites?
Yeah.
Your favorites, like, you know, on your iPhone, your favorites.
In the actual phone part?
Yes.
What?
Are you deaf? Your favorite.
No.
I'm sorry.
Like MySpace?
No, like your favorite. Like on your iPhone, when you open it up, you just open it. You're like, oh, there's so-and-so. Click on it. Call them right away. Don't act dumb. I mean, I just think it's a problem when you've got like less than 15 people on there and there's no sign of your girlfriend.
Amber, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know when I last looked at that. It doesn't mean anything. I couldn't tell you who's even on there.
Oh, I can. One of them is just labeled as Bucky Steve. Like,
No. That was a crazy day. But it's nothing. I added people like 10 years ago and never changed it. Who cares? It's not a big deal. This feels like an overreaction, if you ask me.
Overreaction? Jason, your ex-wife is in there. She's in there, but not me.
Okay.
How am I supposed to feel about that? You barely talk to these people, like Bucky, Steve, or whoever, and you talk to me like 3 times a day.
But for real, your ex-wife is in there?
Yeah.
Like I said, I haven't updated in years. And anyway, you know, we talk about the kid. You know, we have a kid, right? And
okay.
Let me just add you in, okay? It wasn't a slight.
No.
I didn't mean anything by it. Amber.
No, you can't just add me in. Like, not now. You have to want to add me in, right? Like, honestly. If you really wanted to make me feel better, you just, I don't know, replace her with me.
No. Okay. Amber, I understand this might have stung when you saw it, but this really, does it not feel like an accident?
Yeah, is it all that big of a deal?
It is a big deal.
Okay.
I mean, if something happens, then no one's going to call me. They're going to call the random guy from Bucky's.
Right, Bucky's
That's
Steve.
Not the love of his life. Not the woman waiting up for him, wondering where he is and what happened.
Okay.
I mean... I think anybody would find that upsetting. Really, I know I'm not crazy, I swear. I just feel completely justified here. And I just wonder, like, what this means about the future of our relationship. Maybe he's not as serious as me.
Well, I'll be honestly, I don't know how big of an issue this actually is. I mean, certainly see what people think. Thank y'all for being on the show today.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. If it's a problem for her, it's a problem for her.
That
right? I mean, like, yeah. Regardless.
No.
And I'm just thinking, you know what else? If you're not on someone's favorites, do not disturb. You're not going to get put through.
Oh, you so can't
if
cut
he puts
through
his
the,
phone yeah. on do not disturb. Her phone call doesn't register whether she's having an emergency or whatever.
I'm wondering how much of it is that, or how much of it is just a hit to the pride.
Well, it's probably both.
Or either. I mean, is this a big deal? You tell us. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll talk to you coming up.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So
I don't want to.
Amber's not in the favorites. Is that it?
And Amber is not in the favorites, which. We're going to find out.
She's not a fan of.
Yeah, we're just going to find again.
Not her favorite.
Yeah, see what you guys think. Frito and Katie, good morning. Okay, what do you think? Is this a big deal or no?
This is not a big deal. Like, she totally needs to get over it. So, I don't even know how to favorite somebody on my phone. Are you kidding me?
That's what, like, I was gonna say is I was genuinely confused what she was talking about. And then I went to look. Would you like to know how many favorites I have on my phone, Katie?
Sure.
Three, in this order. Rain, my wife. Two is my mom. Three is Katie Dempsey.
I made it!
Yes! Okay, well, to be fair, you're not really helping because your wife is your number one favorite.
That's true. Silly. Well, I'll tell you, okay. on my favorites, it's all coworkers I had from a job that we were at in College Station. About
you still
four
have the Candy
ago.
95 people
in your boss Ben okay. Downs on
but
there.
See, so that again, you could just not add people to it. But
my husband is on the list.
Okay. Am I on the list?
I don't even know how to add that, though.
Right?
Like, are we serious?
How could you do it even, like, if you had to?
I set it up when I got my phone and then forget.
Okay, and then second of all, if you're that worried about his damn phone, he's probably not the one for you anyway. Like, why are we looking through phones and worrying about all that? Relationships are built out of trust.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's built out of trust and communication.
Yeah,
and if you don't have those, you shouldn't be marrying him anyhow.
How would he have guessed that?
Like, speaking of communication, you could have just said,
right.
Hey, is it okay if I add myself to your favorites? Just want to be able to get through if there's an emergency or anything along those lines. And then if he's like, absolutely not.
Then that's.
All right, well
then.
Why is Bucky Steve on there? Have that conversation then.
Yeah, then the weird's on
exactly, man.
Then the weird is on. Hey, thank you
so much. Yeah, she didn't. So here we are.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great morning.
You too.
Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
I think she's very high maintenance.
Very high maintenance.
Could be. Yep.
Yeah.
I have had an iPhone since the iPhone 3 came out. I have nobody in my favorites.
You have no favorites.
So you actually have. That's a pretty big flex right there. Yeah, favorites don't have.
I have over 700 contacts in the phone.
No favorites.
And no favorites.
What would it take for someone to make the cut in the favorites pile?
Maybe bring it up. Because you didn't know it existed until today. Add Frito and Katie as a favorite.
Yes, please add. Can we be your first favorite?
Yeah, just save this number as a favorite.
Yeah, could you do that? I mean, we'd love to be your only favorite. That sounds amazing. But think it
Obviously
over.
Obviously, we're your favorites.
Think it over. Don't commit. Thank you so much for the call. Frito and Katie, good morning. You're up. What do you think?
Good morning, Frito and Katie. Hope you have an amazing day.
Same.
Amber is overreacting.
Yeah.
I've been married a long time, and I didn't even know how the favorites got on my phone. They just popped up, and I had to ask my kids, how do I get this one off? Because they're not my favorite. No, somebody got assigned as a favorite, and I'm like, they're not my favorite.
No. Was it one of your kids? Did you show one of your other kids? Hey, this is what happens when you disrespect mama. Remove them from the favorites.
I think she's overreacting, and... If he wants to be with you, you're thinking this is a great guy and you want to spend the rest of your life. You're going to throw away everything that you have
Yeah, it feels like a mess. That's the thing that gets me run, yeah. is like
but
making a question.
He must be a favorite if he's going to spend the rest of his life with you.
Yeah, crazy.
Okay, hey, yeah, that makes him and you the ultimate favorite.
Favorite by
right? like,
default.
Oh,
the ring.
I think
the ring.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, gets
exactly.
you. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Newsflash, you have favorites on your phone.
I'm as surprised as many of you are.
And maybe favorites in real life. Or not.
Or do they line up? Do they not line up? Is it a big deal if you find out your significant other doesn't have you in the favorites? Is that some kind of an offense against you? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Frito Katie, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling regarding the lady with the who's upset about not being on the favorites.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she's being a little ridiculous.
Would it sting to find the ex in the favorites?
No.
Sure.
Well,
sure.
I mean,
maybe.
Sure. I can understand that. I mean, my husband's got an ex-wife, right? Okay, so I get it. I guess I feel like, you know what, instead of just kind of being mad about it, maybe you should have brought it up instead right. of just kind of, you know, acting that way.
Yeah.
First of all, who knows who's in my favorites? I mean, it's not something I sit around and update all the time.
Right.
So I could have the pizza department in there. Who knows?
Right.
But, I mean, I feel like the ex is going to be there. He's got a kid.
That makes sense.
That's just the
yeah,
way.
That's a good. That's a good reason. Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's a child there. So I mean, but to me, if this is your biggest worry, yikes.
Yeah, you really have nothing to worry
well,
about.
The other
You're
thing,
inventing
if this,
problems
yeah, if
this at this
is
point.
This is your biggest worry. Yay! Right?
Yay! Yeah, that's true. Yay!
That's amazing.
That's amazing. So, yeah, I think maybe she needs to just kind of, you know, take a step back and, you know, relax a little bit. And you know what? Hey, just ask him, you know, can you add me to your favorites? This is how it makes me feel.
Exactly.
He sounds like a guy exactly. who's like very, you know, easygoing.
Level-headed and rational. Yeah, he would add you. He'd figure out how to do it and add you.
Yeah, I don't think. Key on figuring
exactly.
out how to do it
this
because
is,
that
this
still
is someone
seems
who
to be
was
iffy.
Excluded from people's MySpace top
oh,
eight.
Oh, you
that's,
know
that, it's
it.
It's reminiscent
wow,
of that.
You, this is trauma
she wasn't
from
on
back
people's
in the
list
early
and,
2000s.
And she's got a bone to pick. And
yeah.
You know what? At least this one was private.
Hey, thank you
exactly.
so much.
Exactly.
Have a great day. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
I'm thinking that it's kind of crazy.
That she's not I've there or she's with, upset about it?
Yeah. That he yeah. would have the audacity to not add her to the favorites.
That she doesn't have, like, that she got mad about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've been with my husband for 10 years and I don't think he has anybody on his favorites.
We keep running into that.
Honestly,
yeah.
like.
Yeah, so why
like, this is a great PSA, right? Like,
yeah,
if you,
no,
like, you use Do Not Disturb, perhaps now's the time to add your family to your favorites.
Or take them off.
Yeah,
or take
but
them
also,
off.
But also, just ask him.
Yes.
Ask him.
Yeah.
You know, just ask him, hey, put me on your favorites. You know, like, don't throw this big, yeah, that's
Or
crazy.
Add yourself. Because you had his
right?
phone,
yeah,
and then the next time
phone.
You get it, you
add
see
yourself.
That you're gone.
Yeah, then
ask
yes.
the important questions.
Again, at that point, the weird
now
is
it's
on
a red
you.
Flag.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Hey, yeah. thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. You
All
too.
Right.
Bye.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Captain's Log, shutdown update,
oh,
day 500.
No, yeah.
Isn't that how it reads to you? Because that's
is.
All I
it's
see.
It's just, it's...
But yeah. they do need to figure it out. People are either already not getting paid or about to start not getting paid, and that will start causing a lot of problems in many different departments.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to figure it out now. Yesterday, the Senate failed to advance two measures aimed at putting an end to the partial government shutdown.
Oops.
The sixth time in a row, both Republican and Democratic measures have been shot down. So get it together, all of you.
We're just going to keep doing this, are we?
Okay. Talking tragedies close to home. Three people and a suspect are dead after a Houston area shooting spree yesterday
I
that
saw
began
this.
In Sugar Land.
Yeah.
The gunman fatally shot a woman. They think he'd been in a relationship with. About half an hour later, he goes and kills a mechanic at an auto shop in Southwest Houston. And then police say he went on to kill a witness who was recording the incident on video. Officers later found the suspect dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound inside an SUV. The victims and the shooter have not yet been identified. And did you know, despite the cult following, Buc-ee's is not our favorite gas station? A poll of America's favorite convenience stores has concluded, and Buc-ee's ain't even number one regionally. We lost out to Wawa in the South.
What?
Is that a Florida thing? Wawa?
I thought Wawa was a Philadelphia thing, like a Pennsylvania thing.
Oh, Florida
thing.
Has a lot of them.
Wawa?
That's probably what got us. Wawa outperforms both Sheetz and Buc-ee's for highest satisfaction.
That I find... Well, okay, so...
In the West...
Right.
It's 7-Eleven
well,
and Chevron.
That's garbage. They just don't know what they're missing.
But across the board, Wawa usually comes in first place in these, and it has been dethroned by Quick Trip. Quick Trip, rated above all others.
Oh, Lord.
It has a score of 84 out of 100.
Yeah.
Wawa came in a second place tie with Sheetz. Both brands scored 82. Quick Trip, the QT... came in third place.
That's impressive.
80 points, and Buc-ee's has 79 points.
That's
putting it in fourth.
Okay, so the only thing I can say that makes
tied
this make sense,
yeah,
Love's,
which I always just think of as a as a truck stop.
Love's,
but maybe that's not fair.
No. Love's.
They franchised Whataburger recently, so
feel free to tell us we're idiots here. But like, whenever I see a Love's, it's always very far away. And it does not look inviting to me. And it could be all of the 18-wheelers. That might be my thing. But I always assume that Love's is for the professionals. And then, like, Buc-ee's is for the average man.
What the tourists.
What would account for Buc-ee's? Is it just Buc-ee's burnout, do you think? Do you think people are just kind of like, all right, I've been there, done this?
Well, I've not been to a Wawa, so I can't,
never in
I
my
can't
life.
Speak to this.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's because Buc-ee's has become such a stop. Like such a destination,
yeah.
It does make it somewhat less convenient.
I think so. Because like if you just happen to roll up on one.
Like if you need gas,
it's gonna
I don't
take
know
you
that you're
minute.
Going to Buc-ee's.
No, I think you go somewhere else.
You go to Buc-ee's because you want to go to Buc-ee's.
And if you you have to amp yourself up kind of because you're going to be fighting a crowd. You're going to be fighting a line. Like back in the day when you just walk in, it's like, oh, you know, this is amazing. That's a totally different vibe. Well, I have had
was that.
Was
that the first week Buc-ee's was open?
I don't know. I have felt this way about Buc-ee's a time or two where it's like, again, as much as we love it, I ain't going there.
Exactly.
Because
you're probably going to a QT or a Chevron.
Kind of like how people in Las Vegas who live in Las Vegas never go to the Strip. That's kind of like how I am towards Buc-ee's. Leave it for the tourists, the first timers, get my gas
and you also probably don't live by one.
That's also, there's also not very many of them. So there's going to be more people than not. Yeah.
Convenient.
Wow.
But even though Buc-ee's didn't crack the top three in that study, they have been recognized in others. In the summer, Buc-ee's took a top spot number four of Newsweek's list of America's best retailers. Came in just behind Cartier, Tiffany & Co., and Tory Burch.
Nut, stop it. You can't be... Wow. Wow.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Frito, Katie, The Bull. Good morning. Do you want to get experimental for a bit on the side? I know we talked about this earlier.
I would love to.
So we do want to go down this road.
Well, we came up with it, so we might as well.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. You know we love games. We love games. And we love Halloween games. We have some that we're going to be rolling out because, like, look, guys, we got to move.
We're running out of time.
Yeah, there's only a couple of weeks left.
We've been waiting for something very special, which hopefully is coming very soon.
Hopefully. Oh, my goodness.
And we can announce very soon.
Yeah. So we want to have our ducks in a row. We have one that is in the maybe pile that will require a volunteer. It will require a volunteer because we do not have a prize associated with this game.
Yeah, we're workshopping this.
Yeah, this is just a test. So if you're feeling like you want to participate in a grand experiment this morning, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Yes, it will be Halloween themed.
And not for nothing. We'll be very appreciative.
We will be so, so appreciative.
Perhaps we remember you for other things down the line.
You just never know. Look, call us. We're going to take a break. We're back right after this on Frito and Katie.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Currently looking for victims. players. Sorry, players for a new Halloween game we're workshopping. No prize. No prize.
No prize whatsoever.
But just the pride of knowing that you helped further the show.
Let's meet our person. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Amber.
Hey, Amber. How you doing today? Feeling good?
I'm good. I don't know exactly what this is because I literally got in the car and it was like, give us a call. I was like, okay.
Hey, roll
the dice.
That's exactly.
Roll the dice. I love that.
You were exactly who we would want to have participate in this new game called The Monster Mash.
I'm a little scared.
As are we. Mm-hmm. This is a premiere.
Okay.
What we've done is we took an iconic movie scene.
Yes.
And we mashed a monster into it.
Yes.
We removed a character.
Oh, no.
And added a monster. Added a monster.
With a monster.
So the way this game would work, ideally, is you would guess the movie.
Yeah, not the monster.
Not the monster. Guess the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, bonus points if you could guess the monster,
too. Yeah, because you could do the movie title starring the monster. Yeah,
totally.
And then if we did have a prize, you know, for not this round.
But in the future.
Maybe it would make it even better.
Exactly. Maybe it would get a little bit sweeter. Are you ready for your movie this week in Monster Mash, Amber?
We're going to give this a try. I'm probably going to fail, but let's go.
Well, we're going to work with you on this.
You really can't fail. Yeah, if you fail, we've failed.
Exactly. All right, here is your film.
You don't think that I can tell a difference? Are you okay? I'll have what she's having.
And
scene.
Yes. I have no pride left. Clearly.
Okay, I don't know the movie, but is the monster Frankenstein?
The monster is Frankenstein.
Oh, the monster is Frankenstein. It's a point.
Let's be fair, I think Frankenstein did speak.
I think had words.
Yeah. Neither here nor there.
But hey. An interpretation.
That's how he would have played that.
An interpretation of the classic Frankenstein.
Yeah.
It was great. Totally got it right away.
Okay.
So but did the that movie, last not line, so much. That last line didn't help you? I'll have what she's having.
Do you want to hear it again? Would that help?
I mean,
we can try, but I'm horrible at movies. Horrible.
You know, one more time.
You don't think that I can tell a difference? Okay.
Right.
I'll have what she's having.
Nothing. No. Not.
When Harry met Sally, I don't know.
Yes! There we go. Yes.
Amber,
yes.
When Harry met Sally.
Nailed it, Amber. Nailed it.
This game's coming back. I'm telling you that right now.
Hang on the line. Don't go anywhere either because Keith Urban tickets. Yes, we still have them. Yes, your first chance to get at them is coming up 9:05 with your first keyword of the day.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebies. I know a lot of people seize up when they start to hear the music because think, oh, it's go time.
Yeah.
60 seconds, 10 questions, and if you get them all right, you get $100 cash. Do this every day at its new time, which is coming up in just minutes.
Conveniently located to when we give you a little assist.
Exactly. So because we know it's a tall order, we like to give you a freebie every day. Something to just help pass the time a little quicker. So one of the answers in today's quiz is borscht.
Borscht.
Now you only need 9. Get 9 plus borscht win cash.
That's simple.
Not bad.
You do have to sign up, though. And so you've got the freebie. Go online, punch in your name, thebullhouston.com/contest. We will call our contestant for today. Coming up next.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Troy, thank you for being brave this morning, Troy. We're going to hope to repay that bravery.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
We're going to hopefully let you attain some glory. And you're going to do that by getting 10 trivia questions correct in 60 seconds. That's what's going to happen. I believe in you.
Thank you.
Now, you can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass. We'll go to the next one. And if you have time at the end, you'll get a second crack at your passes. You cannot change answers once you give them, though. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
All right, Katie, are we ready?
I'm ready. What yellow fruit is slightly radioactive due to its high potassium content?
Banana.
How many pairs of chromosomes are found in the average human? Pairs.
Two.
What is the name of beet-based soup Ukrainians call their national dish?
Pass.
What was the name of the Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver who changed his name to match his jersey number?
Chad Johnson.
What is the correct name for a product that a country brings in from another country to buy?
Import.
Actor Steve Carell plays what memorable character in The Office?
Pass.
What pop band released Barbie Girl in 1997?
Pass.
What river forms the boundary between West and East in U.S. geography?
Mississippi.
España is the local name for what country?
Spain.
The Accent, Santa Fe, and Palisade are call models manufactured by what international automotive company?
Say it again.
The Accent, Santa Fe, and Palisade are all made by what car company?
I knew that one.
You can say it.
What do you have? What's your guess?
Santa Fe. No, it's not right. It's Hyundai, but that's for Hyundai.
Yeah, that's it. That's
no,
it.
Hyundai's it. That's it. I did the same thing with that question, only I was...
Only you got it wrong.
I got it wrong. Yeah, no, but
you said Hyundai.
I needed a repeat.
Which is different.
I needed a repeat. Yeah. That's okay. How did he do?
Well, yeah, I needed a repeat because I can't talk. R-all. It's just really hard for a Texan. R-all.
Uh-huh.
It's hard for me to say. Let's go over some of these. How many pairs of chromosomes are found in the average human? 23.
Yeah, 23.
What is the name of the beet-based soup Ukrainians call their national dish?
Borscht.
Borscht. Yeah. It can be served hot or cold.
Yeah.
Gross. Actor Steve Carell plays what memorable character in The Office? You knew it.
Michael Scott.
You just didn't want to waste time on it. Yeah, Michael Scott. What pop band released Barbie Girl in 1997?
Aqua.
Yeah. Great work.
Not bad, Troy. Please sign up again, thebullhouston.com/contest.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Oh, man. Megan Maroney fans, y'all woke up to a surprise yesterday. She announced that she was wrapping up her Am I OK tour.
Right.
Some of those shows have been recorded. And that they would be released at midnight as a live album.
Oh, dang.
Which means Am I OK tour live is available now. So if you are a big fan of Megan Maroney, check that out.
Wow. All right.
Now, if you're a big fan of Alan Jackson, and I know a lot of us are, He has revealed the lineup for his grand finale concert.
Okay.
And, oh boy, lots of big names there. So Last Call, One More for the Road, the finale, will take place on Saturday, June 27th, 2026 at Nashville's Nissan Stadium. He will be joined by Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Riley Green, Cody Johnson, Miranda Lambert, John Party, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, and Leanne Womack.
Holy moly.
More to be announced.
Okay, so that's one. As long as we're talking about recording them, can we please record that one? Even if you don't release it.
I want to go.
I won't be able to afford to go. No, the seats are going to be, the price would be insane.
I can't imagine. Pre-sale starts next Wednesday at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Ahead of the general sale on Friday, October 17th. As to why it was in Nashville, he said, well, felt like we had to end it all where it started. Mm. And that's in Nashville, Music City, where country music lives.
I love it. And yeah, man, that is going to be every bit of a once-in-a-lifetime show.
Yeah.
Look, I guess we're going to, is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, that's the World Series of weddings, right? Like that's
yes.
minus like a royal wedding or something.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
I think it will be like the American version.
Like the American version of a royal wedding,
Meghan
right?
Meghan Markle was.
Not, American, don't
you know what
stop,
I mean?
Stop.
In
not,
America.
Yeah. So in a royal wedding, there's always a really clear cut thing of, you know, who's the officiant? Who's the officiant for Taylor and Travis?
Ed Sheeran?
No, that's a great option because the bottom line is no one knows. I mean, they get to pick whoever the hell they want, right?
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest angling for it. Absolutely. They claim in this story.
He'd be great.
He joked that he's available to marry Taylor and Travis.
He married his co-host, I think.
Now, did he say not that he's been ordained? He said he just got ordained. Really quick.
Yeah, I think he just married. What's her face?
What, Ellen Kay? Is that her name? Or
no,
that's Ellen Kay is another show.
The other one.
Okay, so now the thing is after Tanya.
Yeah, he married Tanya and.
That's right.
What's his name?
Tanya whoever. co-host Tanya Rod. That's it. Rating it, Tanya Rod, Rad or whatever, rated him 20 stars out of 10, by the way.
I believe it.
Seacrest said he is allowed to do other weddings. And Taylor has said that, quote, I am honored that you would be up for that. So, sure, whatever. That's called a soft launch is what that's called. That is a soft launch. Just want to kind of throw it out there.
Oh, no, I thought you.
Throw it out there.
She was letting him down, but in such a polite way.
Oh, you don't think.
No, she was like, oh my gosh, y'all are amazing.
You really think he'd be incredible as a wedding officiant?
Yes, just like he shows up to all of his other tapings and all of his other.
All business.
Shows and things. He'll know all of his lines.
All business.
And all of yours.
Do you think it'll be, but I would think as an
consummate
officiant.
Professional.
Well, no, as an officiant, you can play it straight down the middle. I just wonder, you know, because wouldn't you want someone to get a little bit emotional? Like, he doesn't really emotionate his jam.
No, that's for you to do.
You're doing the
crime. You're not supposed to be upstaged by your officiant.
Okay, so you want someone, again, this is a good point, who's just kind of like.
Oh, but she should get Mariska Hargitay.
Like,
that would be the best. She's already a big fan.
Can we fantasy book this? Do we need to spend some time on this, like tomorrow or something? Like, who would be the...
Olivia Benson is the ring bearer, and Mariska Hargitay is the officiant.
Dude.
Solved it. That's her cat, by the way.
Have a great day. We'll see y'all tomorrow.